Welcome to the Friday, January 31st episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 21st episode of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Ava Brown from Ben Davis University High School. Congratulations, Ava. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, it's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. On Monday evening, we held our school board working session and board of finance meeting. The board had an opportunity to hear more about the Eli Lilly Foundation grant phase two submission, which is due February 14th. The professional development report, which was a culmination of 8 months of work by many of our staff members, students, parents, and more to come on that because we'll be making a proposal to the board on February the 10th. Also, centralized enrollment presentation, which outlined a way to streamline the enrollment process for our families, both new and returning. And also a legislative discussion about what's happening at the State House, including the information that is sent out each week to all of our staff members. And finally, the first reading for several of our board policies. It was a long night, but a very productive night for our Board of Education on Monday. Then on Tuesday, we held our District Safety Council meeting. We do this two times a year where we are engaged in discussion and do tabletop exercises to prepare for the critical incidents that may occur. And Thursday, we had an absolutely wonderful visit for the school board to Sanders School. Well, speaking of Monday night, we had a special guest Monday night, just trying to figure out what's happening with his professional development schedule and the student schedule coming up. It's none other than Ben Davis High School teacher, Tom Hayes. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom, for those who don't know you and don't know what you do here in the MSD of Wayne Township, what classes do you teach and what programs do you supervise, you sponsor?
Well, I sponsor the student media classes here at Ben Davis. This is my 18th year at Ben Davis. We do the high school yearbook, the high school newspaper, and we do an arts magazine. The newspaper is actually a printed paper that comes out 7 or 8, 9 times a year, and we also do a bdspotlight.com website that has lots of daily content. We try to have 4 or 5 news stories every week on it. And our yearbook is a 230-page yearbook that comes out in May. And we do a spring supplement that comes out during the summer. And then we do 2 arts magazines during the school year, 1 per semester that's usually about 30 pages long, includes poetry, creative writing, photography, artwork, things like that produced by Ben Davis students.
It sounds like a lot.
It is a lot, yeah. We probably write 300 stories a year across all the platforms, and we probably take 10,000 pictures.
Wow. So. Well, talk to us about working with your high school students to produce the spotlight, to find stories and to do things in the paper. How does that process work? Because there are definite positions of leadership, and there's all, just like a normal working newspaper, you have different positions that students assume.
Yes, we have an editor-in-chief. This year our editor-in-chief is a gentleman named Lucas Allison. He's a junior. A little unusual to be a junior and to be an editor, but Lucas has stepped up and done a good job for us. And then we have a photo editor. Every year we have different editorial positions, but we normally have a photo editor. We normally have a sports editor. Sometimes we'll have a business manager. A lot of it depends on the kids I have returning. Mm-hmm. It's extremely rare to be named an editor your first year. You kind of have to prove yourself and see what it is we do. And normally kids that I've had 2 or 3 years end up being editors for me.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of responsibility. They get, especially being the editor-in-chief, you're responsible for those deadlines and making sure that publication gets out on schedule. So
yeah.
It's a big responsibility.
Before we get too far into this, Tom, what was your pathway to Ben Davis? What brought you into becoming the journalism teacher here at Ben Davis High School?
Well, teaching is a second career for me. Uh-huh. I had a journalism career. I went to Ball State, and when I graduated from Ball State, I started in sports journalism. I was 20 years covering sporting events in Central Indiana. I covered everything from high school to the 500 to the Colts to the Pacers, pretty much everything that happened here, I covered it. Covered it for a couple small-town papers, and I worked 10 years for the Indianapolis Star. While I worked for the Star as a part-timer, I also worked for a company called Q Publishing that published computer books.
Okay.
We literally would publish an 800 book on how to use Microsoft Word.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that? 800 pages. But we made a lot of money in the 90s.
Yeah.
When computers were becoming mainstream. Then at some point in time, that company wasn't making a lot of money anymore because mm-hmm. people quit buying computer books. So I found myself in need of a job. I had a teaching degree from Ball State that I never used. Mm-hmm. I had a really bad student teaching experience. Never wanted to be a teacher at that point in life.
Sure.
But I needed a job. Landed in Newcastle, Indiana. Worked 2 years there as a journalism teacher. Living in Indianapolis, always knew I wanted to work in an Indianapolis school. And when I heard the Ben Davis job was open, I applied for it and got it. And I love it here. I love the kids here. I love the creativity of the student body that I have. And it's been a good experience for me.
Thank you for that history. I had a conversation recently with one of our staff members, and it was over social media, actually. And one of the things that I shared was the First Amendment is messy.
Yes.
Because we have freedoms in this country. One of them is speech, and not everybody agrees with the speech that others may use. So how do you navigate that with your students, especially a school-run newspaper, which has a little bit more limitation, although First Amendment also applies in schools, but certainly trying to teach responsible journalism to our students?
Well, interesting that you would use the term responsible journalism, because I think that's the phrase that got me this job, because I remember when I was being interviewed for it, I talked a lot about responsible journalism, and hopefully that's what got me this job. But we talk to the kids a lot about that. We have a couple social media sites that we're in charge of. We have an Instagram account. We have a Twitter account. We have a TikTok account and a Facebook account. Honestly, we don't use the Facebook account anymore because students don't, so
yeah.
We don't.
Yeah.
We don't use Twitter as much as we used to because students really don't use Twitter.
Yeah.
So we're using Instagram and TikTok a lot more. I don't let all the kids post to that. It's if you're an editor, you'll know what our password is. You'll have my permission to post things on that. They don't always run things by me, but I always see it when it's out there. And
yeah.
I've never had to pull something back. Not really. Interesting, when we first went, when social media was kind of in its infancy and phones were kind of in its infancy. Mm-hmm. We had an incident here at Ben Davis mm-hmm. once where we thought the school was on fire. So they ran a fire alarm. This was 2013 or 14, I think. We went outside. My editor at the time saw smoke coming out of A Hall, the door right by A Hall, took a picture of it and posted it on her account uh-huh. saying the school's on fire. Well, the school wasn't on fire. It was like a steam thing that busted and
yeah.
steam was pouring out.
Yeah.
And she posted that and some people kind of panicked because they saw thought our school was on fire. So we had to have a talk about responsible journalism
right.
and making sure that what you post is actually true.
Yeah.
So we've talked a lot about that.
What a great lesson for her.
Oh, it was. Yeah. Yeah.
Tom, you yourself have received many, many awards at the state and national level while you've been an instructor here at Ben Davis High School. You also have led your program. Your students have, year in and year out, been recognized for the quality of work that they do with the newspaper, with the yearbook. But most recently, you were notified that the program is being recognized from the Columbia Scholastic Press Association with a Crown Award, which is really very special. Talk to us about that.
There's two organizations nationally that help high school journalists, scholastic journalism. One's Columbia and one's the National Scholastic Press Association. We chose years ago to devote most of our time to Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
We like going to New York. We go there every March for their national convention. And they have what they call the Crown Awards. The Crown Awards are where you enter their contest, you send in what you do, they have professional journalists judge it, and then they name Crown Award winners.
Mm-hmm.
We entered ours in the hybrid contest, which means we entered both our print issue and our bdspotlight.com together, which is what we do. So,
mm-hmm.
And we were lucky enough this year to be one of 12 in the world to receive that.
Wow, the world.
Yeah, it's pretty much the Pulitzer of winning something in journalism.
Wow.
Now, when we're one of 12 that's up for the final award,
okay,
and they will announce that in March, they give what's called a gold crown or a silver crown. Everyone of those 12 are guaranteed a silver crown.
Okay.
One, maybe two, might get a gold crown, and we'll find that out in March.
And this is your first time being a potential recipient of the gold crown?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. So it's pretty exciting. It's probably the best award we've ever won.
Yeah. Well, certainly speaks to the impact that you're having on our students, the impact that you're having on journalism, and hopefully the future of responsible journalism across our country. Our guest today, Tom Hayes, a journalism teacher here at Ben Davis High School and a very accomplished instructor working with students, and good luck on the upcoming award.
Thank you. Hope to bring home a gold one.
And we look forward to having you at our board meeting when you return.
Thank you, Doctor.
Coming up, we have school board visits next week at Chapel Glen Elementary on Tuesday and Westlake Elementary on Thursday. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in for our next episode for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. But before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.